What? Wednesday night, Mishnah Berurah.
M-A-S-E. He should be here tonight. I told him to come. Okay, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. We're at the end of Kuf Lamed Daled. We stopped because we wanted to learn a little Chavos Halvavos last night. So in Sukkot Yud Gimel, in the Mishnah Berurah, at the end of Siman Kuf Lamed Daled, he's talking about Brich Shmei. Brich Shmei is a Zohar in Parshas Vayakel, and it's very holy prayer, and some people are against saying it, but certainly minig yourself to say it. Mishnah Berurah says there seems to be some confusion when to say it. Some say when the Aron Kodesh is open. It's really different statements in the Zohar, or different interpretations of the statement in the Zohar. Sifkotin Yud Gimel, at the end of Kuf Lamed Daled. There's a different interpretations of the Zohar when you're supposed to say it. You'll see some shul say it when they open up the Aron, and they stand there with the Aron open and they say it. And some shuls take out the Sefer Torah and close the Aron and say it when they're holding the Aron, and someone not sure what to do, and the poor guy that had psicha is not sure what to do, and he just wishes he was somewhere else because he doesn't know what to do. And he imagines everybody staring at him and like saying, who's that jerk up there that doesn't even know how to do psicha? What? Yes. Don't take it. Don't accept it.
Do the Gaboyim get some kind of onus for being the harsh guy?
Ooh, you're a harsh guy.
What do you mean, how would they know? The guy doesn't know here. You turn the thing, you don't turn the thing, you pull it, you push it.
What do you want? You know, people have
the
to
chill
out. The
Gaboyim have a responsibility.
To do what?
Here's the way, to, if you don't want to look like a fool, here's what you should do. They have a responsibility to tell the person, here's how to do it. So otherwise, he's going to look foolish. He's going to go like the Rav just said.
Yeah, but I'm not against what do you want? I think it looks a little. You want to make a sheet that says, open the aron, pull the curtain from right to left.
If you have a chance of stopping somebody from being Mubuyash to Robin, so yes, you go to whatever life is required.
I doubt anyone's really Mubuyash.
I'm entirely embarrassed. When I see somebody going up there, I feel very embarrassed for them.
When what is the main problem? He doesn't know how to open
here?
The door?
Yes. He does not open the door. People who've been here for years don't know if is the door open or is it closed. And they can't get it open. They expect it's already getting open. So they turn it one way. It doesn't turn. They can't open it. And they're like, what do I do? We can ask the guy. Oh.
Just in time?
Just attempted to roast you.
Well, I know I made a private Suda Soldo when they started making the Glila things out of Velcro. Because I can never get those hooks.
We have to talk about the wimple.
What? A wimple? I could never, not the those hooks. The little clips, I could never get them.
You go this way or you go this way?
Yeah.
They're over.
I never knew. So when I made Velcro, I was like real happy with the Velcro.
Just sounds awesome.
What, Velcro?
It's ripping it apart.
Just the sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, if it's a... I don't know. I don't even know what the shul's minig is. Nobody knows. Most shuls don't know.
What are we talking
when
about?
Do we say Brich Shmei? There's two minhagim.
Before you take the Sefer Torah or after?
With the Aron Kodesh open before you take it out, or you take it out, close the Aron and say it. Those are the two minhagim.
Okay.
There's also a third minhag called what people do sometimes.
Right.
And that's taking out the Sefer Torah and leaving the Aron door open. That's l'chaira incorrect. There's no reason to leave the door open once you've taken out the
Sefer
Torah.
I think most of the time they leave the Sefer Torah.
Most of the time they leave it in and we say it when
right.
It's open. I think Moshe has a tshuva where he says what he holds is the right way. But there's two menhagim. Naira, Naira, Upashte. Arya Sonnenberg tainas that most people, it's not uncommon for people to not understand how to open the door of their own kodesh.
I know, I've told Matt that when he assigns someone to do psicha,
you should
tell them how to open the Aron for a minute.
Yeah, how to open the Aron.
I told him, I'll tell him again, but that's... and you try to put
really
a sign up, and
it
didn't help.
And
people, some people automatically turn it after we've made it open.
And then they lock it.
I mean, they turn the numbers.
But not the numbers, just the metal knob.
That's not how you open it?
I've opened it already, so all I have to do is pull it open.
Oh, so Matt just has to tell them, just pull the door open.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Except that he can't do that because he's not allowed to talk.
Why not? He does it right before.
What do you mean you're not allowed to talk? Why can't you talk? Man?
He's not telling him to do a Tzorach HaTzfilah. He's not doing it. He takes them afterwards.
You're allowed to tell someone how to open it. It's Tzorach HaTzfilah. For that matter, he can't appoint someone either during Kedoshas. Anyway, it's a very... The reason it became a controversial tefillah is over the phrase Lo al nishra chitzna v'lo al bar Elohim somichna. So the phrase bar Elohim, bar Elohim became very controversial. What exactly is it referring to? But then it was pointed out that it's a pasuk in the Torah. Bnei Elohim, and it means chashuvim, it means chashuva people, and Elohim is a lashon of adnus and srora. There is a phrase that, according to many girsas, is missing. Lately, it's become in vogue to say it, and the Sidurim started putting it in parentheses. The Sayam Liban and Dichrin, the Ovdin Ruusach. So some girsas of the Zohar have it, and some don't have it. Anyway, so it's quite common to say it. I mean, once in a while you'll come across someone who will have a 13-page kuntras why it's also to say Brich Shmei.
I don't think it's hard to do it.
Could be. It's hardly for sure say it. No, there's certainly a minute to only say it Shabbos. That's why the Mishnah Berurah speaks out Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos. So obviously there was a minute to only say it Shabbos. The Yamar Omer B'Shas Otzah. This is something you may want to know because it's a very chash of a tzila. If you didn't say it b'shas hotzor, yuchal omer atshar shapayischa nekroso, until the Sefer Torah is opened in preparation for reading it. Not from when he starts reading, but from when, I guess, he opens it to look for the place or something. The Torah lagbiya Torah sholosh pa'amim. This has nothing to do with Hagba. This is, give a lift up as you say the psukim. Dainu b'shar shoyim b'shma Yisrael, echad elokeinu, and Gadol. That's also another thing that no one is quite sure, like which way to be facing when you say these psukim. It's become common to face the kohol when you say Shema Yisrael and Echad Elokeinu, and then to turn a little towards the away from the olam and say Gadlu. That makes no sense whatsoever. The minhag that's brought down is to not necessarily face the tzibur when you say Shema Yisrael and Echad. In other words, the person taking out the Sefer Torah would bring it to the Chazan. The Chazan theoretically would be still facing the Aron, and there was a minig to say Shema Yisrael and Echad Elokeinu still facing the Aron, and then to turn around and face the Tzibur and say Gadol Hashem Iti Negamim Moshmo Yachtov. But we who have the minig to turn around and face the Tzibur when we say Shema Yisrael and Echad Elokeinu, like there's no. I don't know. I think I've seen many people like turn away from the tzibur when they say Gadlu. That has no pshat. It has no makor and it has no pshat. The only difference in the third pasuk is again that's when they used to turn to face the tzibur if they said the first two psukim not facing the tzibur. But the Mishnah Berurah's point is to sort of pick up the Sefer Torah slightly as you say these three psukim.
So the Rebbe is saying that we shouldn't do that.
Face away from the tzibur.
Right.
No. It has no basis. Most shuls don't know what to do in these things. But they, I mean, certainly the minhag is to face the tzibur when you say these things. Be yamin. To hold the Sefer Torah, be yamin. So the Mishnah Berurah's reason applies to a lefty also. Al shem hakosu the yamino tachabekeni. So that's okay. Noyigim b'Shabbos b'Shachris shemachzirin haSefer Torah laHeichol loyma haMizmor Habul Hashem b'nei Elim uveMincha b'Shabbos v'chein b'yontu uveBchol loyma Mizmor Chavdalet. So the reason is because the allusions in Mizmor Chavtes is to Kabbalas haTorah, and the Shabbos and the Torah was given on Shabbos. So we say that Mizmor on Shabbos. And that's in the morning. Once it's the afternoon, you go back to the regular Susharim or Sheikhim. Baruch Shanasan Torah Liyamo Yisrael B'Kdushoso. Okay, then Vachakach Oimrim Hakel Tomim. We don't say this, I don't think. I never saw anybody say this. Sheish Bar Boa Moisius Kneged Aboam Yoim Shoyim Moishe Bohar. Okay, I don't think we say that. Okay, let's start Siman Kuf Lamed Hey. Now we're officially starting Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah. We finished davening, really. Finished davening. We've learned about the end of davening. Now we're going back to Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah. Then it's Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. And then there's a little about the transition period, leaving the Beis Knesses and going to learn before you go to work, which is in Kuf Nun Vod. Little about working, a lot of Mishnah Berurahs there with Hanogus, and then we'll start Hilchos Brachas, Hilchos Matilas Shadoyim, Hilchos Betzias Hapas, Hilchos Seuda. So Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. B'sheini u'chamishi u'b'shabbos b'mincha Koren Shlosha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah gives a hakdama here. Kosef Rambam Perkei Beis Hilchos Tzila. There's a confusion. Let's try to clear up the confusion. In some sources, some people are familiar with the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin Kriyas HaTorah, and some people are familiar with the idea that Ezra was Misakin Kriyas HaTorah. So let's get it clear. We'll learn the Mishnah Berurah. Because of Rambam Perkei Beis Hilchos Tzila, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Lanu Yisrael, Shiyud Karim B'Torah B'Rabim B'Shabbos, U'Visheni V'Chamishi B'Shachris, Kedei Shelo Yishu Shlosha Yomim B'Lo Shmiyas Torah. That's a famous thing. 3 days without Torah, you don't want to go. So Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos morning. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana. There's a general shaila in the Takana about if it's a chiv on the Yochid or a chiv on the Tzibur. We'll come across many halachas in Hilchos Kriyas Sefer Torah which show quite clearly that it's what's called a chiv on the Tzibur, not necessarily a chiv on the Yochid. Nobody ever heard, I never heard of anyone. Right, no, nobody's going to go to the bathroom during the reading of Megillas Esther. And if they do, they know they're in big trouble. But during Kriyas HaTorah, like no one's machna. I don't know if anyone, I never heard even of any brisker or anyone being, even the ones that are super duper machna to hear every single word. But that's just really the Yochid's Hishtatfus with the Tzibur to create a Shmiyas Tzibur. But even in the frums, the ones that are afraid of missing a syllable, and they'll stand right next to the Balkyrie and they'll listen literally to every syllable and they won't miss a syllable. But I never heard that if they did miss, they'd hear the laning over, like by Mules Esther, for example. Never heard of such a thing. And we'll see, we'll come across many halachas that indicate it's what's called a chiyuv, that the tzibur, that the Torah should be read but tzibur. The Yochid's listening is a way of creating that situation. If the Yochid wouldn't listen, then it quickly wouldn't be a Kriya B'Tzibur very long. Figure 2-3 days, that would be it. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin Monday, Thursday, Shabbos morning. The Ezra Tikein Shiukurin Gam B'Mincha Shal Shabbos Mishum Yoshvei Kronos. These are the famous Yoshvei Kronos that go to every Siyum. That was a joke. Shaloi Samta Chalkanim Yoshvei Kronos. Yoshvei Kronos are people, what we call in Yiddish, lay the gayus. It's not so clear what this means. Either it means they were Yoshvei Kronos Shabbos afternoon, and this pulls them into shul to get a little Torah into their skulls with the laning, or it means Yoshvei Kronos of the whole week, and at least Shabbos let them learn a little more than they do during the week. Kaponim, Mincha Shabbos belongs to Ezra. The Gam, who Tikein, and this is where the confusion probably comes into play, he was Misakin how many Aliyahs, how many people should read. I'm sure everybody's familiar that when we say Aliyahs, it's totally not the way we do it. Aliyahs means you call the people up and they read from the Torah. We are already in a B'dievet situation where we have a Balkore read for the people. And then coupled with that is the later takona that each person should make a bracha. But that's also much later. The way it used to be was that you got an aliyah and you didn't even make a bracha, just the first and last person. And everybody laned.
The Balkore came.
There was no Balkore.
Before the minhag of Balfour came before everyone saying a bracha before
an Yom Kippur? No, no, no. Afterwards. Everybody making a bracha is already in the Gemara and the Rishonim.
Yes.
By Zilberman, they still have everybody lanes. They still do that. What?
Is it Yuhara playing for yourself?
What?
Is it Yuhara?
Yuhara.
Yuhara.
Licha. Silicha.
If you're in a regular shul, you tell the Balkari, you go. It's very hard to objectively define something as Yuhara. I would discourage it. I would discourage it for that reason. And also, then the next guy, you know, that's probably... And the next guy, he can't do it, and he could do it. Come to think of it, it's probably as euro as you can get. Because the next guy can't do it, right?
Yeah.
The next guy can't do it. And maybe you say, well, a guy will say, this is my bar mitzvah parasha. Give me an aliyah and I'll lane it. It's my bar mitzvah parasha. You know, I guess that's okay. Or Hanukkah. Say, hey.
Or is that the
bracha? Hey, well, let me do it. Everybody's a knacker on Hanukkah. Simchas Torah, it's also, it's a familiar laning. I don't think it's your rod, Simchas Torah. Simchas Hayomtiv, everybody wants to participate in the Gamhuti came to you currently. So Ezra was Mesakein. How many people should get an aliyah? There should be three people laning.
On all of the days, even the days that Moshe.
On Monday and Thursday. Shabbos, there was no, Shabbos was. Who was Mesakin seven aliyahs? I think Moshe Rabbeinu. That back to Moshe on Shabbos. Gam hu tikin shukarim b'sheni v'chamisha shloish b'nei adam, and that v'lo yikri u'pochos me'asor ha'psukim. Ki bizman Moshe Rabbeinu ala v'shalom lo'hisa takona dafka shukarim shlosha v'she yikru asor ha'psukim dafka v'asu v'tikin dover zeh. V'shal me'isa Moshe tikin lem l'yisol shukarim b'shatoira v'shabbos v'yontim v'vrash chodesh v'chol shal moed. Not Mondays and Thursdays. So that's another reason for the confusion. So now we haven't clarified anything. It's very confusing. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakein, for sure, Shabbos Yontiv, Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed. Probably the amount of people also. Monday and Thursday is not so clear who, but Ezra was certainly Mesakein that three people lane Monday and Thursday, that it be three and that it be ten psukim. Mincha Shabbos belongs to Ezra. We'll stop here, and we'll learn Chavis HaLbavos. Chavis HaLbavos, we're in the middle of a very difficult...